I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else. Or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, The Bird Show.
All right, Mo, I cannot wait to hear how the surprise went yesterday, because you had a pretty major surprise for one of our Burt's Big Adventure kiddos, Landon.
Yes, my dude, man. I was very excited to just pull up on him and surprise him. So his school reached out to me and wanted me to come to see him graduate.
Awesome. So for those that may not know, real quick, Burt's Big Adventure is a nonprofit. We take kids with chronic and terminal illness down to Disney World. And this past year for 2023, Landon was one of our Burt's Big Adventure kids. And Mo and Landon just instantly bonded. And the two of you have been like inseparable ever since.
Exactly that. And I think when we were telling the story last time, I realized in speaking about it, it was just I saw something. Something about him reminded me of myself when I was younger, and I could feel that he had so much energy and personality, but he was quiet, and I just tried to do my best to kind of bring it out of him, and ever since then we've just been connected.
So his school reached out to you to do the commencement speech?
Yes. And initially I didn't know that. When they first reached out, I thought I was just coming to watch him graduate and just be there, which I was like, "Oh, absolutely, I would do it." And then it turned into, "Well, since you're going to be there,
now that we got you on the hook, man."
Right, exactly. You know, would you mind giving the speech? And I'm like, sure, I'll do it. And I've never given a commencement speech before. It was for a fifth grade class. So obviously that was interesting. And the entire time I tried not to overthink it. I genuinely had no idea what I was going to say. Like, everyone kept asking me leading all the way up to the speech, what are you going to say? What are you going to say? Even when I was riding in the car on the way there with Katie, and she's like, you know, I still at that moment, I had no idea.
So you didn't write a speech?
No.
Whoa.
Not at all. I'm better at just speaking from my heart. That's just who I am.
Good for you.
It just works better for me that way. You know, so in my mind, I just kind of felt like it'll come to me. You know, I don't know when, but it'll come to me. And so, yeah, he had no idea I was coming. It was very, very far. I had no idea how far it was, but boy, was we on the road for a long time.
You want to give the school a shout out?
Yes, it's Alcova Elementary School. And we actually went to the school to find out that the graduation wasn't at school.
Of course.
Oh, it was at a church a couple miles down. So,
but you weren't late.
No, okay. It all worked out. Okay. Like, I had so much anxiety in that car with the traffic and we're going to the wrong place, but it ended up working out perfectly. When we got there, they were kind of wrapping it up, and she was like, "I'm going to go up there. And I am just going to say, you know, I'm going to introduce you." And she did. She did a great job of mentioning the show and Burt's Big Adventure and bringing me up there.
Did you see Landon prior to it? Or was, like, when you got up on stage, was the surprise that you were there?
That was the surprise. Like, ugh. I can't only imagine, like, for him, because he was, you know, with his friends and with his family. And then she just starts to talk about me coming up there to speak. So I think his mom said that he kind of had an idea, but he really didn't know. And so that was the moment. Like, he found out the same time that the entire school found out. And I got a text message from a friend of mine, and it was perfect, because she said, go up there and tell them about magic. She's like, go show them your magic. And it was something about the word magic it clicked for me. And I was like, that's what it should be about. It should be about magic, because we always talk about how Bert's Big Adventure is a magical trip. And
creating magical moments.
Exactly. So it just made sense to me. It all came to me in that moment of sometimes in life you have to believe things you can't see, right? Because you have to be the person to create those things sometime. And that was the theme. And I just, like, literally in that moment, I got that text and I just went up there and was like, I'm just going to speak from my heart. I'm going to go up there and say whatever just comes to me and whatever feels right. And I'd certainly let the school know that I'm here for Landon. Like, he got me here. I would do anything for him. So no matter what was going on in his day, there was nowhere else in the world I was going to be, because I wanted to come here and do this for Landon. And it was the best moment for me was, I was so focused on what I was saying that the entire time I'm like, trying to find Landon in the crowd, and I'm talking to him, and I look at the and they're like, no, he's right there, and I turn around and they let him come up to the stage.
Aww.
So yeah, he was up there on the stage with me, and
I bet he had, because he's a quiet kid, right?
Yeah.
But man, when he feels something, that smile that comes on his face,
man,
you got that big Landon smile, didn't you?
But more than I've ever seen it.
Yay!
I mean, it was like a glow, like he was glowing. He just lit up the room. I mean, you could feel his energy.
Yeah.
It energized me, and I genuinely feel like the moment of standing on stage with him and the entire school and everyone standing up, giving a standing ovation for the speech and for Landon, that was like one of the greatest moments of my life. It was incredible. So it was amazing.
And we have it, right?
And we have it.
All right. So let's listen to Mo. And what was the name of the school again?
Alcova Elementary.
All right. And giving a commencement speech to a bunch of fifth graders who are heading to middle school.
So I thought back to when I was in fifth grade, and to be completely honest with y'all, I don't remember the speech, but I do remember that he gave me a word, and that word I always remembered, and it kind of helped me get to where I am today, and his word was resilience. But I'm gonna give y'all a word that I feel will help you and your futures, and that word for me personally is magic. And the reason I say that is because magic to me represents something that you may not necessarily be able to see, but it's real. And when I was a kid, and people told me that I could grow up to be anything I ever wanted to be, I didn't necessarily understand how real that was until I saw Barack become president, and I realized then that that was absolutely true. Because I had never seen it, but it's real. And so I want y'all to remember the word magic. There's a lot of things that I feel like are aligned with the word magic, because you may not be able to see it, but you should believe it. And the second reason I'm saying that magic is important, because no matter how old you are, magic may come into your heart and remind you to always believe what you may not necessarily be able to see. And so on the trip that Bert Show takes every year, which is a magical trip to Disney for kids with chronic and terminal illnesses, we go to Disney and we meet incredibly special kids, and that's why I was able to meet Landon. And he put magic into my heart the moment I met him, which is what got me here. Because he is a very, very special individual. But when I was at a place in my life where I needed to be reminded of just exactly what magic is, he was able to instill that in my heart at his age, and me at my age, and where I am. And so I just want y'all to always remember that magic is always and will always be a part of your life, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, and no matter what you want to do. And that is the most important thing that I believe in life, is to always believe in yourself. Never stop believing in yourself, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what the situation is. You got yourself here, and you will get yourself wherever you want to go, as long as you always believe in you, and you always believe in magic. Does that make sense? But I just want to say to Landon, you mean everything to me, bro. That's why I'm here, okay? Because I want you to know that what you connected with me and what we have is special. You got a friend in me. You got a brother in me for the rest of your life. So I want y'all to always know it's important to show up for people, okay? The same way it's important for people to show up for you. And there's nobody in life that will ever show up for you more than that connection I was speaking about earlier. That's your family, that's your friends, and most importantly, your parents. So I just want y'all to walk away and always remember that word, magic.
Yay!
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You took your headphones off. Did you not want to hear it?
No, it's cringe. I can't listen to myself like that.
You did a great job. I cannot believe you didn't have that scripted out.
I didn't. I honestly had no idea how good I did until Katie told me that her and Molly were crying listening to it. And then I was like, okay, I think I did pretty good then.
Yeah, so you crushed it.
It was one. Thank you. I appreciate
it. You did. Great job.
Thank you.
Hey, The Bert Show.